We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. We're up to Siv Beis. We will not be doing all of Siv Beis. We'll be doing the first half of it. We're in the halachas of Shinui Makom. Up until now, we learned that the halacha is that if you start eating in one place and leave, that could constitute a Shinui Makom, and you may have to make new brachas. The basic rules were going by the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. That number one, a shinui makom means if I leave the building, or if I leave the room but I did not have kavana to go to that second room when I started eating, and I cannot see the second room when I started eating. Lamaisa, we saw the Mishnah Berurah saying that b'di'eved I should not make another bracha in that case anyway. So what we're talking about really is leaving the building. Leaving one part of the room, going to the other part of the room is never a problem. In terms of what we're referring to, so the Mishnah Berurah keeps reminding us that we will later see a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber follows the Rambam, that paskins like Rav Sheshes, that all foods would have the din of Shinui Makom, whereas the Ramah is going to end up saying that if you're eating a meal where you're going to have to come back to bench anyway, or anything else that needs a bracha achrei abam koma, the halacha will be that there's no din of Shinui Makom. The third thing is what happens when you had a Shinui Makom. So the Mechaber follows the Rambam that you have to bench afterwards and make a new bracha rishona where you start. The Ramah will later tell us that all you have to do is make a new bracha rishona. It's not a hefsik in the Suda, it's only a hesach hadas for the first bracha. So now we begin Sif Beis. Chaverim shayu yoshvim lechel. Unlike Sif Aleph, Sif Beis is referring to people that were eating together. V'yotzu likras chosno likras kala. And then they heard the chasn or kala was coming, and they ran out. Im hinichu sham miktsasan. If they leave behind some of them, the Mishnah Berurah says even one. Chozrim lemkomam v'gomrim sudasan ve'enam tzrichim levarach shnia. They would not have to make new brachas. The reason being, whoever was left behind, since he's part of a chabura, he makes it as if they haven't left. V'im lo hinichu sham adam. What happens if they all left together? They didn't leave anyone behind. So kishehim yotzim, as they leave, tzrichim bracha l'mafreya. They should not leave without benching first. Ukishehim chozrim tzrichim bracha l'chatchila. When they come back, they should make a new amotzi. So l'maisa, according to the Mechaber, if in the middle of the meal someone leaves the building, before he leaves he's supposed to bench. If he didn't, when he comes back he benches, and then he'll say a new motzi. This is all the shitas of Mechaber. The Ramah will later disagree. What's with Al Netilas Yadayim, by the way? The Mishnah Berurah says that depends on real Hesach Hadas. If you spent a long time out there, in which case you were not careful what you're touching, then you would have to make a new bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim as well. Ukishem Chozim Tzrichim Bracha L'chatchila. Now, why does the Mechaber take the case of going with Gras Chosn the Kala? The Chiddush is, even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah, there's still a din of Shini Makam. Im Hayu Mesubin Lishtos, says the Mechaber, now v'cheinim hayu mesubin lishtos alechel peris, whether this was a suda, or they were drinking together, or eating fruit. Once again, according to the Ramah, we'll have to see later, if it's anything that needs a bracha achreho b'mkoma, this halacha wouldn't apply to, but the Mechaber does not differentiate. Hare posak achiloso, this is the Rambam Shita, it breaks the meal in half. Ulefikach mevarach lemafreya al masha ochal, so that you make a bracha achron on what you already ate, and you make a new bracha rishon on what you're about to eat, since the meal is now divided. The Rambam Shita is that Shinui Makom divides the meal. V'ameshana makomo mipina lepina bebayis echad, whereas if you're in the same room and you're moving from one corner to the other, en tzarech lachzor levarach, you would not have to go make a new bracha. Now, Aval b'mizochal b'mizrochal shel te'ina zo, uvo lechol b'marova tzorach levorech. If you ate in the east side of this of the fig tree, and now you want to eat in the west side of the fig tree, you're going to have to make a bracha. What is this case? So the Mishnah Berurah says what we're referring to is as follows: if you have a garden with a fence around it, then the halacha is that's considered one house. There's no problem with shini makom. If you don't have a fence around it, any place you can see is considered one makom. But if from one side of the fig tree to the other you couldn't see, so the halacha is it's considered a shinui makom, and you would have to make a new bracha. According to the Mechaber, you would first have to bench and then make a new hamotzi. What happens if you had kavana when you were on one side of the tree to go to the other side of the tree and eat? There are different opinions, and the mail of the halacha will be that one would not have to make a new bracha.